Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 11, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Son Willie, I send you copies of matter written, and one more copy I will send to Dr. Kellogg, I think. I am much troubled in regard to the course of brother and sister Shannon. They have said all they could say, and many things untruthfully. I have seen Brother Lawrence and talked with him. I have spoken two Sabbaths in succession and brought the things written before the people. Sister Shannon remains with the Hughes family. Her tongue is very active and most bitter. He and she report he left a good business in Hobart to come to Kooranbong, and then to be treated as he has been is terrible. Is this true? Well, there has no word come from them yet. We had a meeting last night, and I spoke plainly to Brother Lawrence. The working hands were present. I presented before them the unselfish course that should be pursued by all who located on the school ground. I tried to show Brother Lawrence his supreme selfishness, but I am coming to the conclusion it is a hopeless case. He says he cannot be interested in but one thing. If he is interested in land, he cannot be interested in and do anything else. He has been an elder of the church, and what has he done? I told him he had been sitting on Satan's idle block of temptation, for Satan to work his mind. Now the Lord has no need of Brother Lawrence on this ground. He works on thoroughly selfish principles. Self, self, self is first and last and best in everything. He is a schemer. Brother Hare sold him a nice little cow for £3. He is going to move away somewhere, and he offered that cow for £5. It proves to be the best cow they have. O'Neill would not make an offer of more than £4. I told him the cow, if of value, is just what the school will need, and that he should return that cow for the same price he gave for it. But he said he had given his word to O'Neill. I afterwards learned he offered the cow to Sister Colston for £5, and she offered him £4.10. I sent him £4 in gold for the cow, to return to the school. But he said he had offered it to Sister Colston for £4.10, and his word was pledged. Twice, you see, to two different parties. Connell came back with the £4. He could not let the cow go for less than £4.10. Last night we had a meeting, and I laid out his course plainly before them all. I asked Brother Lawrence how much he paid Brother McCann for girdling the trees for Brother Craig. He said he did not remember. I understand £1 was your price for girdling the trees. You gave Brother McCann 10 shillings. You were getting $1.50 per day working for me. I consider this sharp practice to thus rob a poor man of the money you took and kept the 10 shillings yourself. Well, he said, it took his time. But he was working at the same time for me, getting the 6 shillings per day. I told him this was just the course Judas pursued. He would do some little service and pay himself out of the treasury, and Jesus called him a thief. John 12, verse 6. Well, our meeting lasted until late. It was after 10 o'clock when we reached home. Brother Hare talked nobly in the meeting. He was the only one to sustain me, because the others, I think, did not know what to say. He puts things before them in strong terms, but truth. Now, in regard to Shannon, did you send for him? You told me he was in Sydney, and it was providential that he could get no work in Hobart, and he came to Sydney to find something to do. But now, as did Brother Miller, he puts things in a strange, false light, and Sister Shannon's tongue is set on fire of hell. They say Shannon and his wife, Metcalf Hare, is a hypocrite. You know and I know it is not thus. He may become impatient at times and speak harshly, but I know he is in the right place, and his heart is in the school interest. I send you copies of letters from Brother Daniels. I believe Miller and Brother Wood and the boys will all again be connected with the office. Brother Anderson in Melbourne is coming around right, so we will see the bright spots and not the clouds. I expect a letter from him today. May and the children are well. The children are becoming more and more interesting. I went in yesterday noon, and Brother Lacey was holding one, and the other was in a chair close by. He had a little harpsichord he was playing, which set them almost frantic with delight. Received a good letter from Brother Starr yesterday. Today the mail goes, and I cannot get this copied. Next mail goes to America in 1 week. We'll have more to send then. I understand that the house or rooms we intend to build cannot be undertaken by the men here for 2 months. I shall try to find some other workmen. If not, it must be delayed. I do not want the school hindered at all. That must be pushed.